morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Mount Logan Capital's Q2 2019 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind listeners that except for historical information, the matters discussed during this call may include forward-looking statements within the meaning of the applicable Canadian securities legislation. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties and other factors that may cause actual financial results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from estimated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by those forward-looking statements. All forward-looking statements reflect the company's current views with respect to future events and are subject to risks and uncertainties and assumptions we have made in drawing the conclusions included in such forward-looking statements. The company is not obligated to update or revise any forward-looking statements, and we do not assume any obligation to do so. For a description of the risks associated with Mount Logan Capital's business, as well as information about the material factors and assumptions that could cause results to differ from any forward-looking statements and other relevant factors, please refer to the company's public disclosure record, particularly the company's MD&A and annual information form for the year ended December 31st, 2018, which are available on the SEDAR. I would now like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Ted Goldthorpe, Chief Executive Officer of Mount Logan Capital. Mr. Goldthorpe, you may now begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our second quarter 2019 results call. During the call, we'll be referring to information provided in the financial statements, the MD&A, and the associated news release for the quarter, all of which are available on our website and on SEDAR. Joining me this morning, we have Dave Guebert, Chief Financial Officer, and Henry Wang, Co-President. During the second quarter of 2019, Mount Logan Capital continued to grow book value, underpinned by the growth and performance of our portfolio of investments. In June, we monetized our 5.5 million Canadian dollar investment in GFL, achieving a 12.9% IRR. We quickly redeployed the capital into other investment opportunities, and as of June 30th, 2019, 87% of the portfolio, excluding Cline, consisted of first lien senior secured debt, with the remaining 13% invested in the Great Lakes joint venture unitranche program. We are currently fully invested, which investors will continue to see flowing through our earnings going forward. During the quarter, we continued to add funding to our $10 million U.S. commitment to Great Lakes unitranche program that enables Mount Logan to gain exposure to a diversified portfolio of proprietary floating rate sponsor-backed middle market loans that pay a quarterly cash yield. Our investment is currently funded up to $7 million, and based on the current pipeline, we expect this commitment to be near fully funded by the end of next quarter. We continue to grow our pipeline of investment opportunities and remain focused on looking for proprietary investments which provide us with attractive yields and manageable risk. Of note, one strategic investment we want to highlight is a commitment we made earlier this month to an established and growing U.S. asset manager. This is a debt investment in a company that controls two investment managers that collectively manage a multi-billion dollar investment portfolio in the United States. The owners of the holding company were seeking a capital partner who is flexible on structure and can move quickly. The debt investment is levered through 3.6x on a net basis and is structured to provide a contractual 13% return comprised of both interest payments and fee income. Furthermore, the investment has numerous protections, including debt service coverage ratios, limitation on indebtedness, and a strict limitation on restricted payments. With this investment, we also received a board observer seat, thus resulting in greater transparency and governance over the performance of our investment. This debt investment exemplifies the proprietary, low-levered, high-return potential and strong downside protected investments that our sourcing and execution capabilities can deliver on. Outside of the investment portfolio, our first asset management contract has been signed, and we are excited to provide further details via a press release shortly. We have set up a new wholly owned U.S. entity that will be structured to pursue our asset management activities in the U.S. We continue to advance discussions on strategic partnerships with numerous entities that would drive recurring management fee income, and we look forward to progressing these partnerships through the rest of 2019. Lastly, following our annual general meeting on May 30th, we received approval for our performance and compensation plans, the authorization of the board to pursue a share consolidation of up to 10-to-1 to achieve a more institutional share price and the re-election of all of our current board members. We are pleased with the active participation of our shareholders in supporting the board and our broader business plan. With that, I'll turn the call over to Dave Guebert, our Chief Financial Officer, who will review the financials.
Thanks, Ted. Good morning, everyone. I'll summarize the key highlights of the second quarter of 2019. To note, in this quarter, we revised our financial reporting currency from Canadian dollars to U.S. dollars. While Canadian investments are still a part of our strategy, the vast majority of our investment portfolio and our credit facility are denominated in U.S. dollars. Revising the presentation currency from Canadian dollars to U.S. dollars will result in cleaner disclosure that better reflects the performance of the business. Unless specified otherwise, all figures I will reference today are in U.S. dollars. For 3 months ended June 30th, we had $962,000 of investment income, up from $27,000 in Q2 of 2018. The increase is attributable to the larger portfolio of new investments that have been purchased since the closing of the plan of arrangement last year. As stated last quarter, the new loans added to the portfolio at the end of Q1 of 2019, this quarter better reflects the run rate income generation potential of the portfolio given our current capital deployed. For Q2, we record net realized gains of $34,000 due to profitable dispositions and unrealized gains of $131,000 due to positive valuation adjustments in the portfolio. During the quarter, we faced a net unrealized loss of $626,000 on foreign currency related to the change in reported currency. Specifically, we are required to convert our U.S. dollar denominated securities into Canadian dollar at the time of purchase and then back to U.S. dollar at the reporting date, when in fact the investment has been held in U.S. dollars the entire time. Therefore, the unrealized gain or loss in the period just reflects the changes in the relative value of Canadian dollar to the U.S. dollar during the period. On the expense side, professional fees related to legal, audit, and tax consulting amounted to $145,000 during the quarter. Now utilizing the leverage facility, Mount Logan incurred $478,000 in interest and other credit facility expenses as a result of drawings under the loan facility. This included interest of $219,000 and amortization of deferred financing costs relating to the setup of the facility of $159,000. Other costs included director's fees, regulatory and shareholders relations, and other general and administrative costs, and they remain consistent from Q1 to Q2. For the second quarter, our total comprehensive loss was $312,000 or 0 cents per share, up from 2 cent loss in the first quarter of 2018. After adjusting for the unrealized losses on foreign exchange and one-time expenses, our adjusted total and comprehensive income for the quarter was $242,000. Mount Logan's balance sheet reflects total assets of $67.8 million, total liabilities of $35.3 million, and shareholders' equity of $32.5 million, and net asset value per share of 40 cents, up from 39 cents at March 31st, 2019. The asset balance at quarter end largely consisted of $57.9 million of the investment portfolio, $5 million in cash, and $2.8 million in the deferred tax asset. Liabilities include debt from our leverage facility of $26.5 million, net of $344,000 in deferred finance costs, payables for investments purchased of $4.4 million, and the fair value of client investment associated with contingent value rights. As a reminder on Klein, this is an investment in equity and debt that remains from the Merit Resource Corp prior to the plan of arrangement. A note, on July 15, 2019, it was announced that Klein had entered into a conditional term sheet for the proposed sale of its asset to Allegiance Coal Limited. As a result, the fair value of Klein, the related contingent value rights, were written down to reflect the net present value of expected proceeds from the proposed sale. Change in value of Klein does not directly affect Mount Logan or its shareholders, rather former Mount Merit Resource Corp shareholders who hold contingent value rights that entitle those holders to the net proceeds that are received from the sale of Klein or any distributions related to that investment. I'll now turn the call back to Ted for closing comments.
Thank you, Dave. Overall, we are pleased with our performance in the quarter and look forward to continuing to refine our portfolio based on market conditions, evaluate new and proprietary investment opportunities, and advance discussions with strategic partners in order to commence generating meaningful recurring management fee income. We feel confident in our ability to continue to grow book value going forward. We plan on declaring our first dividend concurrently with reporting of our results for the third quarter of 2019 in order to provide our shareholders with an ongoing yield on their investment in our company. We look forward to continuing to grow our presence in Canada and have a meaningful dialogue with existing and prospective stockholders. Thank you for your time today, and we look forward to updating you via press releases in the near term on our next earnings release in October. We will now transition the call to Q&A if the operator could please coordinate.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line is unmuted locally, and you will be advised when to ask your question. So that was star 1 on your telephone keypad. We do have a question coming through from the line of Kian Tente, calling from GMP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Ted, just wondering if you could talk to the competitive landscape you're seeing in private credit markets today and how it relates to your capital deployment pipeline as your credit facility steps up in borrowing capacity by year end.
Yeah, so I would say the market dynamics have changed over the last 6 months. I think the market for unitranche debt has definitely, the competition has definitely increased. However, instead of people looking for one-stop shopping, you know, meaning go with one lender, they're oftentimes clubbing it up. So that's a kind of new theme that we're seeing, which is actually not the worst thing in the world for us. First lien continues to be very compelling, particularly where we are in the credit cycle. You know, we still think we can generate 8-9% unlevered returns, you know, and attaching at a very low loan-to-value. So that market has not seen the same kind of spread compression you've seen in liquid credit markets. And the last thing I'd say is obviously, you know, a lot of our loans are LIBOR-based. Now, we also fund in LIBOR, but LIBOR is obviously down quite dramatically the last 3 or 4 months. But again, we also our liabilities are also LIBOR-linked. So we're match funded, but that obviously is going to have impact on, you know, just overall yields in this quarter.
All right. Thanks for the color there. And then just shifting gears to the dividend announcement, is there anything, you know, with the board and yourself, I mean, how do you think about setting the dividend? Is there a target payout ratio that you're looking for? And how do you balance, you know, growing the dividend versus deploying additional capital for the portfolio?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we feel like we have the ability to generate very high ROEs just organically. That being said, you know, what we've told investors is you know, we are going to institute a dividend. I think the dividend will be around a 2% dividend yield. So it'll allow shareholders to not only generate income, but also get book value growth over time. So we think we can kind of balance, you know, paying out income to our shareholders and at the same time grow book, which is really what's going to drive our stock price over time.
All right. Thanks very much. Those were all my questions.
Great. Thank you so much.
We currently have no further questions coming through, so one final reminder, it's star 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. There are no questions coming through, so I shall hand it back over to yourself, Ted, for any closing remarks.
Thank you all for everybody's time this morning. As always, we're happy to make ourselves available if there are questions in the future. Thanks again for your continued interest and support of Mount Logan Capital.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your handset.